my name been called? When this old tabernacle done shut down, I gotta move on to my heavenly home. I won't have to worry about getting up in the morning. I won't have to worry about laying down at night. It's gonna be day always. It won't be no more night. No more aches and no more pain.
My God is on.
Somebody lift your hands as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. It's a worship song that says this: our God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Just full of iconic figures. The people praise him, they stock us up at a high percentage. The giants in our eyes, the sky's the limit. The picture painted is larger than life, but God is bigger. Your God is greater. I weigh them on the scale like crocs and gators. Found that only God can save us. And God is gracious, that's who we flock to. In the day of trouble, and when we blow it like hot food. The song's official, nobody's greater for Shawn Mitchell. You got it right with that song, it echoes the heart of scripture. Yeah, they wonder why we so serious. It's cause Jesus Christ is also man, period.
Okay, my Jesus, the Son Christ, the King of Kings, and he's God on earth. My Messiah, born and raised to give us all a second birth. And from heaven he came down to free all that were bound. God, the 4 and 20 fell down, casting down their crowns, saying, thou art worthy, Lord, to receive glory, honor, and power. So every man, woman, boy, and girl, let's make this declaration around the world.
He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. He's mighty. Awesome. Come on and lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
Come on and say, he's holy.
heals me when I'm broken, strength where I've been weak, and praise his holy name.
Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
See, we need to live in a way so that people can't deny the existence of God because they see God working through us. Glory to God. You ought to live your life in such a way that people see God coming out of you. That his presence cannot be denied. You ever encountered that before? Ephesians 2:10, one of our favorites. For we are God's own handiwork, his workmanship, recreated in Christ Jesus, born anew, that we may do those good works which God predestined, planned beforehand for us, taking paths which he prepared ahead of time, that we should walk in them, living the good life which he prearranged and made ready for us to live. Notice here that God predestined good works for you to do. You need to make sure that you don't pass this life until God has done every good work that he ordained for you to do in the earth. Set your face like a flint and say, you know what? There's some good work God want me to do. I'm supposed to leave a mark on my society. I'm supposed to leave a mark on my family of the glory of God. And I'm not checking out of this place until God has maximized my life. Till he done got all the juice out of it. That's what Paul did. Paul didn't leave until he said, look, I done finished my course. I kept the faith. You know, he said, I'm ready to go now. My departure's at hand. I finished my course. His good works still live on. Just read the Bible. They're still speaking. Hallelujah. Look at verse 1 Corinthians 15:58. I'm going to close with this scripture right here. He said, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. This is why so many Christians miss it. They don't want to abound in the work of the Lord. They just want to dibble and dabble every now and then. They won't do just enough to keep their conscience clean. They won't do just enough to keep God off their back. Lord, don't bother me. I'm going to church Sunday. Okay, Lord, I'm going Sunday. I'm going Sunday. Okay, I'm going Sunday. Go to church Sunday. Okay, Lord, I'm glad I got that done. Now I ain't got to go for a couple of weeks. Lord, ain't going to bother me. I mean, something just that simple, just going to church is a major chore. Be what? Steadfast, unmovable, off the resolve that you've set. Don't move from that place of conviction that you have. Unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. In other words, God always rewards those that are faithful to him. Amen. Amen. Your labor is not in vain. You keep on with those good works. You keep on saying, God, prune me so I can bear more fruit. Hallelujah. Lord, I want to be more fruitful in your kingdom. I want people to see you working through me. Lord, there's good work supposed to usher out of my life.